Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi friends, welcome back. Each week on Clues, we highlight a different person who has gone missing. Someone with a story, a family, and a community still hoping for any answers. Let's revisit those cases and hopefully get the word out even more, especially because of listeners like you. Please go over to our Clues podcast socials, and there are posters you can share on your stories, and let's really spread the word.
Today, we're going to highlight the case of April Pennington. April went missing in Uncasville, Connecticut on May 29th, 1996. April was 5'2" and 100 pounds at the time of her disappearance. She was last seen leaving her family residence on Orchard Drive in Montville, Connecticut during the early morning hours of May 29th, 1996. She climbed through her brother's window and planned to meet friends, but she never returned home. April was picked up by a 15-year-old classmate, Patrick J. P.J. Elaine, and a 30-year-old man, George Michael Leniart. There were many conflicting stories from these boys on what happened that night and where April vanished to. Her body has not been recovered, but foul play is suspected in her case due to the circumstances involved. If you have any information regarding April's whereabouts, you can contact the Connecticut State Police at 860-848-6500. This week, we're highlighting the case of Mayushi Bhagat. Mayushi Bhagat was last seen in the evening hours of April 29th, 2019, leaving her apartment in Jersey City, New Jersey. She was last seen wearing colorful pajama pants and a black t-shirt. Bhagat was reported missing by her family on May 1st, 2019. She was attending the New York Institute of Technology in New York City and was in the United States on an F-1 student visa. The FBI is offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to the location or recovery of Mayushi Bhagat, and the identification, arrest, and conviction of the person or persons responsible. Bhagat speaks English, Hindi, and Urdu. She has friends in the South Plainfield, New Jersey area, and she's described as having black hair, brown eyes, 5'10", and 150 to 160 pounds at the time of her disappearance. She has a medium build and was born in India on July 12, 1994. If you have any information concerning Mayushi, please contact your local FBI office or the nearest American embassy or consulate. This week, we want to highlight the case of Latrice Nelson. Latrice has been missing since July 19th, 2018. She's missing from Washington, D.C. Latrice is described as female, black, 37 years old, and 5'4", 140 pounds at the time of her disappearance. Her hair was also styled in long Senegalese braids with gold accents. She has a tattoo of a butterfly on her right hand, a tattoo of a cross on her left arm, and a tattoo of the name Taijan on her left hand. Her ears are also pierced. Nelson was last seen on the 600 block of Edgewood Street, Northeast in Washington, D.C. at 8:45 p.m. on July 16, 2018. She has never been heard from again. She was not reported missing until September 5th. Few details are available in her case. But anyone who knows anything about Latrice can contact the Metropolitan Police Department at 202-576-6768.
The missing person we want to highlight this week is Taylor Casey. Taylor Casey went missing on June 20th, 2024. She was then 41 and was reported missing in the Bahamas. According to her family, she was there attending a yoga retreat at the Savannada Ashram Yoga Retreat on Paradise Island in Nassau. The Royal Bahamas Police Force Chief Superintendent Skip Ains said that Casey's cell phone was found under 50 feet of water in the ocean, but her other belongings were still at the retreat. On June 22nd, a dog did pick up a scent from a tent at the retreat site, and tracked it to the water, but the trail ended there. Casey was well known in Chicago's LGBTQ community. Casey is described as having a light brown complexion, unknown height, and a slim build. Family is concerned that there hasn't been a proper investigation done. All of Casey's belongings were found at the resort, and police found Casey's phone because a family member pinged it and told them where to locate it. As of the latest update, authorities are offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to her whereabouts. If you have any information, please contact the Royal Bahamas Police, or you can contact Crime Stoppers at 328-TIPS. That's 328-8477.
Their stories continue beyond this episode.
So please, again, continue to share and amplify these cases and leave any that you want us to cover in the comments. We are picking a lot of our cases now thanks to you guys, listeners, commenting on those that are close to your community.
Thank you so much for being a part of this community. And you can tune into Clues every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts, where we cover a new missing person every week.
Every week, we dive into the pieces, both hidden and obvious, behind some of the biggest true crime cases. Subscribe to Clues Pod with Morgan Absher and Kaylin Moore on YouTube.
And remember, every clue counts.